In Ascension Tide, during which we remember our Lord's ascension into heaven and the disciples waiting and praying for the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the church. We started with this very ancient antiphon introit, especially for Ascension Tide, and it translates, "Men of Galilee, why stand gazing up into heaven? Just as you have seen him ascending into heaven, so he will come again. Hallelujah. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with a cry of joy." So let us join into that cry of joy by starting our praise together with a hymn we all know and love, Immortal, Invisible.
The night before he died, Jesus prayed, "Lord, I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one.
John's Gospel does not give an account of the Ascension. Rather, his goodbye seems to be said in the five chapters immediately before his arrest. Towards the end, he begins to pray for his disciples and for those that through them will come to know him. And that, 2,000 years on, of course, is us. Those chapters 13 to 17 include the new commandment to love one another. They speak of Jesus as the vine that binds us together. It's where we find the part where Jesus says his Father's house has many rooms and we're not to be afraid, where he calls us to abide in him. And he gives us his peace, not as the world gives peace. We can hear in those chapters, and as he comes to pray for his disciples, an upswelling of his great love for them, his deep, deep love for them, for us, and for our protection through the power of his name. And so it is in the presence of that love that I ask you now to bring before God those things for which we are ashamed. Jesus, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. We have lived by our own strength and not by the power of your resurrection. In your mercy, forgive us. We have lived by the light of our own eyes, as faithless and not believing. In your mercy, forgive us. We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. In your mercy, forgive us. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. It is because of Jesus' love that we are forgiven, and that neither evil or death will prevail over us. Before we hear the story of the Ascension, I would ask that we sit for a moment and let this next hymn help us touch something of the blessing that is ours.
Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, vast the curve.
Will you indulge me for a moment? Would you put your palms together, fingertips pointing up, thumbs close to your chest, like a praying angel? And then, keeping your hands together, begin to raise them upwards above your head, keeping your eyes on them. When you have raised them as far as is comfortable, let the hands part. And hold that for a moment. And then, drawing a big circle in the air, allow them to gently come back to your side. Remember that movement. We will come back to it. We're going to hear now the story of the Ascension from the first book of Acts, beginning at the sixth verse.
So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the time or period that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. In all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey away. And when they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. And all these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers.
We understand that the Ascension is the means by which Jesus returns to the Father, back in heaven. But here's the thing. There is no Christian who believes that God is not in every place in earth as he is in heaven. Indeed, we understand that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, a hairbreadth away. Jesus' physical presence leaves us to be at one with that force which creates, sustains, and redeems, and is in every place and every time. Our lives, life itself, is shot through with its presence, like the gold thread woven onto green. Or if you like, the sky which Jesus ascends to wraps itself around the whole of our earth. I think there is a circling in our journey of faith through the incarnation, Jesus' life, the passion, crucifixion and resurrection, and the ascension. This circling can be a daily one, or perhaps one that happens over years. We begin, all of us, with a precious encounter with Jesus, our own encounter. We learn he is special and that he loves us and forgives us and wants us to follow him. And that very first encounter causes us to begin to open our hearts to him. As we do so, we start to discover more of who he is. We hear and feel the extraordinary quality of his teaching and compassion, both more radical than any other. We see the power he holds over the physical world, the storm, the fig tree, the bread and the fishes, disease and demons, and we see how he stays that power so that he himself remains vulnerable, forgiving out of love even to death. And so he becomes beloved and high and lifted up and holy to us. His resurrection opens our hearts with joy. And through the ascension, we look to see what it will all mean to the wide, wide world. He calls us to follow him out there, to join in the building of his kingdom. But though his business is the saving of the cosmos, still he walks gently by our side in the here and now, our own encounter with our Lord. As we move through that cycle of growing faith and action and returning again and again to the presence of our Lord in our own lives and hearts, so our faith repeats and deepens. Shall we put our hands together again near our heart, our own encounter with Christ? And we raise them as we learn more of him and of how wonderful and glorious he is, even unto death. And our joy in the resurrection opens our hands in praise, and we answer his call to meet him and proclaim his name in the wide, wide world, glad and trusting in his presence at our side. We cannot unpack the mystery of God's actions, his great saving deeds in the world. We cannot pretend to fully understand. This mystery is something that we are called to move into, to dance in, to live and follow. Let us sing our next hymn, I Cannot Tell.
Thank you. pray. Gracious and holy Father, give us wisdom to perceive you, intelligence to understand you, diligence to seek you, patience to wait for you, eyes to behold you, hearts to meditate upon you, and life to proclaim you, through the power of the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ our Lord. Dear Lord and Father of mankind, at this very difficult time, hear our prayer. We pray for all the countries in our troubled world who are suffering hardship, instability, and far-reaching consequences because of the coronavirus pandemic. We pray for all who have lost loved ones. Keep them in your loving care. Lord, hear our prayer. Give strength to all who work night and day to care for the sick, the weak, lonely, and the elderly, the young whose lives have been turned upside down, and the very young who don't understand and ask why. Lord, hear our prayer. Thank you for the beautiful weather, a bonus at this time of lockdown. Help us when doubt creeps in, and we all ask why, to remember that you are always there for us. Keep our faith strong and know we are never alone. Lord, hear our prayer. Let us gather all our prayers together as we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your will be done, in earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Of course, we don't just hear in today's reading about the Ascension. We also hear about the disciples returning to Jerusalem and gathering in that upper room. I wonder if it's the same upper room as the one where they celebrated the Last Supper and where Jesus came to find them after he was risen. The reading gives us their names, the names of the 11 disciples, and adds kindly that there were women there also, including Mary. Mary, his mother, and that they were praying constantly. When I heard the names, I thought not of those disciples. I began to think of the names that I have tried to say over as I have been celebrating communion, the names that I have tried to hold in my heart, and that is your names, the disciples that I know, the disciples of Christ, who are all of you shut up a little bit away from normal life at this time. I want to encourage you to pray, to use this time between Ascension Day and Pentecost, which is next Sunday, to really up your prayer. Let us be praying constantly. This season has become a particular time of prayer across the world for all denominations. It's called Thy Kingdom Come. And there are all kinds of resources to help support you in prayer. And the emphasis is for the coming of the kingdom, a renewal of life in Christ. And in particular, we are asked to think of people close to us who we wish would come to know this precious, precious Lord, our precious Lord. As I say, there are many resources for you if you Google Thy Kingdom Come, but some of you are old hats at praying, and I know you can do it without support. But what I would ask you to do is to think of at least five names of people that you really would love to know the Lord Jesus and to pray regularly each day for them. And if you are able to, I would also ask that you light a candle to go on the windowsill where it might be seen, and at 7 o'clock in the evening to say the prayer that Jesus taught us, praying with him that his kingdom, that our Lord's kingdom will come. I want us to finish together singing that great hymn, Hallelujah, Sing to Jesus. That is our great cry of praise as we remember his ascension and all that it means for the earth. Hallelujah, sing to Jesus.
Thank you.
we started with a very ancient introit, the Viri Galilei, Men of Galilee, taking us right back in time to the angels speaking to the disciples as they stood looking up into the sky. And the angels said to them, "Why are you looking there? Do you not know that he will come again?" And that is really the joy in which we live, that great hope for the coming of his kingdom. We started with something very old, and we're going to end with something very new, a brand new hymn written for the Thy Kingdom Come season. It is, though, set to a hymn tune that you will know. But first, let us together receive God's blessing. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and those for whom you pray, now and always. Amen.
Thy kingdom come, Lord, teach us how to pray, for all to know your joy, your peace and love, and know your friendship each and every day. The breath of Christ the Father, so good. Praise to see God's kingdom come.